This weekend, the Seven Chiefs Sportsplex is hosting Christmas at the Nation, a huge event that has a little something for everyone.
For Christmas at the Nation this year, it's going to be a wide range of different activities that people can participate in. We have over 150 vendors, I believe, registered for this year. And then as well as that, there's going to be some activities like for all other age groups, like Stuffy Rider, kids area. There's going to be a free skate in the outdoor arena and rink. Santa will be there. There's going to be an Indigenous craft corner. We'll also have some local Tsutina performers just doing some different performances on the stage area. On one of the days, we will have the Grinch, Santa, and some other performances from the local country singer Armin Duckchief. He's from Siksika Nation. And we have Coca-Cola Holiday Caravan with Santa coming.
Kieran Starlight, spokesperson and a volunteer at the event, holds a lot of value for this event and what it brings for her community.
Well, it's really important because there's not a lot of exposure to Tsutina Nation from our surrounding communities that are in the area. So Christmas at the Nation is really an opportunity for local Calgarians, local Albertans to come out to the Nation, really see how expansive and how just welcoming the Tsutina Nation can be. Come interact with us and see our state-of-the-art facility, which is the Chief Jim Starlight Center. It's really just an opportunity for neighbors to get to know each other and also an opportunity to support local Indigenous small businesses and local Calgary and area businesses as well.
Starlight also hopes that the market appeals to a lot of people and it brings everyone together to support small businesses and celebrate the holidays.
I really hope that, you know, this is going to be an annual event that really just fosters that relationship building and also provides people an opportunity to support local businesses. Because I think right now, you know, a lot of people are trying to make some income or trying to support their small businesses in any way that they can. And this gives them an opportunity that's affordable, it's accessible, and it gives all the businesses the exposure that they need to really thrive and be successful.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.